USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
This week, Senate Republicans unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that's limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. That's in contrast to some of the measures in the president's plan, like caregiving for the elderly, manufacturing, and others. Congressman Jason Smith says Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree on a plan that pays for physical infrastructure projects. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the GOP senator's proposal does just that without an extra burden on the working class.
Republicans and Democrats should be able to work together in making sure that we fix our crumbling roads and bridges. But we definitely don't need to do it at the expense of the working class. And that is what we have to pay attention to. The proposal that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer brought forward will be a spending boondoggle at the expense of working class. And we can't have that.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey declared a state of emergency at the border in his state this week, deploying 250 National Guard troops to assist with controlling the flow of illegal border crossings. He also called on President Biden to declare a national emergency, which would open up more federal resources for guarding the border. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels says the declaration is needed. He tells Fox News that it would send a direct message to the cartels.
Well, the first thing it does is it sends a message. It sends a message that we're sharing the oath of office, just like our governor did. I applaud Governor Ducey for what he's doing to work with my county and others to secure and protect our citizens and our state. The president Biden, I told Secretary Mayorkas this week that if he would prioritize the southwest border and all our borders to include, send a message that the border is closed for illegal activity, because the only ones that's exploiting this is the cartels. So we need the president to do that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A homeless man turned internet sensation is now running for office. Mike Fortier has the story.
Ted Williams was living on the streets of Columbus, Ohio in 2011 when someone recorded him and posted the video on YouTube and titled it A Homeless Man with a Golden Voice.
Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
The video posted by the Columbus Dispatch led to Williams getting work as a voiceover artist, but he's now setting his sights higher. Williams telling a Marion, Ohio radio station that he's running for governor. This isn't new, though. Williams announcing in 2015 to run for president that he says he didn't follow through on. This time, though, he says he's more serious and has a team around him. The Army veteran wants to focus on veterans' needs and education. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And several states have begun administering the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine again after an 11-day pause. The FDA and CDC lifted the pause on Friday night after a CDC advisory panel recommended readministering the shots after looking into several cases of rare blood clots. Dr. Bill Moss with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News about the group that should be most concerned about possible side effects, even though the low risk of them is outweighed by the shot's benefits.
Now, the group at highest risk and for whom the warning will target are women between the ages of 18 and 49 years of age. That's the group that seems to be at highest risk for this very rare potential adverse event following receipt of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.